got, and they're not afraid of us. So it's going to be important for us to be willing to be a part of that, and then to kind of bring that physical nature of the game as well.
All right. How about offensively going against their defense? What are you expecting there then, Sam?
Well, we have athletes that have been kind of showing up on the stat sheets and stuff here, which has been kind of cool. But we have to take care of things up front. We got to clean up the line of scrimmage and give our guys holes to pop through. And then also, if we can balance it out a little bit and get in the pass game a little bit, that'd be nice for us. But ultimately, we need to just take care of business up front. And if we do that, I do believe in our athletes.
All right. Sounds good. And injury wise, you do have a couple of guys on the line that are out here tonight. Although you do have some depth there a little bit, I think. So how is that going to affect things here tonight for you?
Well, we'll have a couple younger guys get some opportunities to show up in tonight's game. And I think the strength and the resilience of our guys has been there all year. So I'm not really worried about anything in that realm, but it is two younger guys that are getting an opportunity. So two sophomores will come in and replace a junior and a senior in this week's line. And it's a good challenge for them. And in the end of the day, it just puts depth to the team long-term. So I'm excited to watch them play and hopefully have some success.
All right, final thoughts here. Keys tonight, what do you got to get done to knock off USC here this evening?
Win the line of scrimmage and score more points.
There you go. Short and sweet. All right, Sam, good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. Sam Steer there, the Waterville Legion Morristown head coach. We'll take a break. Back with more coming up in just a moment. Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Back here at USC, getting ready for the start of this one tonight. Bob Hansen along with me, Randy Allen. The Rebels taking on a decent Waterville team. Should be a good game tonight, Bob.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're very evenly matched and very similar teams. They're both going to try to run the ball, and winning the line of scrimmage is going to be a key to whoever wins the victory.
All right, the Rebels are going to kick off. That means Brody Halicki and Reed Salmon will be deep for Waterville to receive the kickoff here by Caleb Whiteside. We'll get this game started. The kickoff being brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or a party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. So Caleb Whiteside tees it up. And Brody Halicki over on the far side. Toward us on this side, it's Reed Salmon, I believe. And we're ready. Here's the kick by Whiteside. Actually, back there deep is number 3, Tarek Tolsman. He'll receive it at the 10. Goes up the middle, across the 25, across the 30, and down near the 31 or 2-yard line. And so the Buccaneers of Waterville, Legion, Morristown will start from their own 30-yard line is where they spot it. Talon Taylor, the 6'4", 175-pound junior, is their quarterback. Gavin Atherton, just a sophomore in the backfield. Brady Murphy back there, a 5'9", 140-pound junior. Brody Halicki, one of the wideouts. Of course, they move these guys around a lot. We'll see that. Tarek Tolsman and the tight end Jacob Androli. And everybody's packed in tight here. This is going to be similar stuff on both sides of the ball here tonight. Quick handoff left side, nowhere to go. A loss on the play as the handoff goes to Gavin Atherton, and the Rebels stuff that one.
Nathan Mutchler is first guy there, and he wrapped him up right away, loss of one.
Second and 11 at the 29-yard line up front. So a four-man front for USC here tonight. Grunsky and Mutchler are on the ends. Wyatt Hout, Jake Cassens in the middle. Gavin Grunsky, Nathan Mutchler outside. Linebackers Isaiah Gonzalez and Braden Mattoon. In the middle, Gavin Bird, Byron Getchell. Second down. Uh-oh, big hole right side this time for Atherton. And it's a foot race down the far sideline. Atherton may take it. He does. Oh, my goodness. Atherton on a long run for the touchdown there. Boy, did he turn it on. The Rebels had some angle on him there, but he beat them all, Bob.
Yes, Colt Fullerman tried to get him out of bounds, but he just ran away from him. And that was a tremendous run. Quick hitter for the Bucks.
71-yard run for the touchdown for Gavin Atherton. And the touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Full house backfield as they go for two. And a quick dive straight ahead and in for this two-point conversion. Goes, I believe that was number three. Was that Tolesman on the carry? I'm not sure.
I think so. Yep, 8-0, right?
Yep, two-point conversion is good. And quickly, Waterville, Legion, Morristown on the board on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's 8-0. Well, wait a minute. Apparently that play did not count. I did not see what happened there. Was there a penalty or no? What happened?
Oh, was no touchdown?
Oh, okay. I thought he went all the way in for the score, but that was not a two-point conversion then, Bob. That was
okay.
A first and goal. I thought he went in. So a second and goal now, as he did not get in on that play. And what do we got? A timeout here now. 10:58 to go in the first half. They put six on the board here, but it is the down marker says first down. There's a run right side. Did he get in that time? He did. And so
that was the extra point there.
Okay, so there was
8-0.
That was a 71-yard touchdown run, or did they score on the
second play?
Okay. So first
five-yard and goal. Five-yard touchdown.
First and goal on the five. All right. So Tarek Tolesman, I believe, was the one that carried that one in. We'll get her sorted out here. The touchdown good, and the two-point conversion is good. 10:58 to go, 8-0. Waterville leads back in 30 seconds.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist and Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
All right, so as it turns out, that was a three-play drive. That was the run. He was pushed out of bounds at the five-yard line, did not go in for the score. We thought he had gone in for the score, but nope. And so then they get it in on the next play, first and goal from the five. So three plays, 70 yards. Tolesman on the five-yard run, the two-point conversion good. It's 8-0 Waterville, Legion, Morristown, and a squib kick is covered up by the Rebels at about the 31 or 2-yard line. That's where they'll start their first offensive possession here tonight.
Kubel.
Well, that's not what you want.
No. Kubel is an outstanding defensive player, though. I remember him from years past when he played. He's a tough football player.
And now they got him on the offensive line, too. He actually played some running back last year, but he's a big boy, too. He's 6'2", 230, built pretty good. Rebels first and 10 on the 33. Colt Bullerman ready to go to work from the tee here, and a little pitch right side. And a run there by Getchell, I believe. Or is that Gavin Bird? Bird on the carry. Nope, it was Getchell. I was right the first time.
Good
Getchell
hard running the there 40 by Getchell, and he got extra yards. He was stopped initially, and ended up with about an 8-yard gain.
Nine, we'll say, even nine. Almost. Well, close to it anyway. Yep. Second down and one to go from about the 42-yard line for USC. Well, Waterville scoring quickly. We'll see how quick the Rebels can respond here. Quick handoff straight up the middle and no gain there. Might have been a loss, and a third down coming up now for the Rebels. It's kind of the straight dive play ahead there. And
Broly on the stop for the Buccaneers.
A loss of a yard on the play. Third down and two to go now for USC from their 41. Pounding them straight ahead here. We'll see a lot of that both sides of the ball here tonight. Now flags fly, and there may have been motion on the Rebels. That's what it is. So nice gain on first down to set up a second and one, but they've been going backwards ever since. Third and seven now. Back at the 36-yard line. USC up front. Wyatt Houck, the center. 5'7", 219-pound junior. Left guard. Well, their guards and tackles will shift back and forth on the line, but Ezra Edwards and Jake Cassens are always together. That's a lot of blocking in front of you there. There's a counter play, goes left side, and not going to get the first down. On third down, they go to the 40 for a gain of four. So Edwards at 310, Cassens at 300. The other guard and tackle, Jacob Gunzenhauser and Maddox Niebuhr. And the Rebels looking like they're going to have to punt here now, as it is fourth and four from the 40-yard line.
Grohman on the stop for the Buccaneers. Good job by the linebacker staying at home on that kind of counter, and we're able to come up with the big play.
So Colt Bullerman ready to kick it away. And the punt returners are Gavin Atherton and Talon Taylor. Here's the punt toward Taylor. Oh, went over his head. And it is going to roll all the way down to the 5-yard line and be dead there. And so Waterville's going to have a long ways to go to try to cash in on this drive. Nice punt there by Bullerman.
Crawford down the ball for the Rebels. So Rebels can get a stop here. You know, they'll end up with some pretty good field position, I think.
All right. 8-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Waterville leads in Morristown, leads it with 8:31 to go here in the first quarter. And here we go. Bucks from their 5-yard line, first and 10. And the handoff goes right side. Nope. Fake to the right. And they go right up the middle for a quick five there. And on the carry. See if I can see who came out of the pile there.
Barnett on the stop for USC.
Might have been Zach Quast. No. Might have been Reed Salmon. I'm not sure. They rotate, four or five backs in back there, Atherton and Murphy, but Avery Breyer will get in there. Some Zach Quast and Reed Salmon. Here's a run right side. This is Atherton, who's looked pretty sharp here. Another long run by him right side. First down across the 25. So Atherton with another good carry. He had one earlier for about, was he the one that ran the 71-yarder, wasn't he?
Yes.
Or the turned out it was only a 66-yarder, but that's good enough for a first down. Brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up all the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169, Blue Earth. First and 10 now. At the 29-yard line after that run by
Fumble.
Salmon. And a fumble on the play. Picked up the hole by Atherton, and he's off to the races again. Atherton's going to take it to the house, and it's another Waterville Legion Morristown touchdown. Oh, my goodness. And the initial
41
carry was by number 23, Brady Murphy. But he coughed it up, Bob.
Yeah. and I think he picked it up at the 41, their own 41, so 59-yard fumble recovery touchdown for the Bucks.
So technically, I guess that's three plays. Just the one play was a fumble and then scooped up, and Atherton takes it the rest of the way for the touchdown. And now the extra point try by Avery Breyer as he's on. The kick is on the way, and it is
good.
Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth, on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Now it is a 15-0 lead for Waterville with 7:06 to go. First quarter, back in a moment.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Three plays, 95 yards on that Waterville Legion Morristown touchdown, and Rebels got to stop these big plays here, Bob.
Well, that's what DJ Schmidt said on the pregame. He said we can't allow them to have big plays, and they've had two of them already.
Yep, two for touchdowns, 15-0. As Keegan Kubel now ready to kick it off, kind of squibs it over again to the far side. Scooped up at the 35 and across the 40 to the 41. Decent field position for USC on the return on the kickoff, brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. For your next event, call Stage One Sound. Check them out online at stageonesound.com.
And Droley down on the stop for the Buccaneers.
So USC back on offense, first and 10 on their own 42-yard line, and digging out of a hole here early. A lot of time, though. If you're going to get down, do it early so you have lots of time to try to catch up. 6:57 yet to go here in the first quarter, 15-0. Waterville, Legion Morristown leads it on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, and a run straight ahead for not much. As they unstack them, it's going to be about a one-yard gain for Gavin Bird, the 5'6", 162-pound junior.
Kelstead on the stop for the Buccaneers.
We'll give him two on the play, second down and 8 at the 44-yard line. We have a injured Waterville player, it looks like, here. So we're going to see what that's all about here. Well, wasn't expecting a start like this, Bob.
No, I thought both ways Rebels started out with a quick 8-yard gain. I thought maybe we're going to have just back and forth on the running game, but two big plays, and the Buccaneers jumped out to a 15-0 lead.
No passes yet. Waterville hasn't needed to. They busted some big plays. I was looking down right when the running back Brady Murphy fumbled that one. Did he just fumble it on his own, or did somebody hit him?
Well, it was a hit, but he fumbled and it bounced right up to Atherton.
He was just right there where he needed to be. And unfortunately, there weren't any Rebels over that way, really. He had a pretty clear field to the end zone.
And he's not the slowest guy.
No, I mean, he's not. He did on that long run that set up the first touchdown. He just blew by everybody around the edge. Injured player for the
Cole Bartz.
Okay. 6'2", 210-pound freshman is the injured Buccaneer. He's leaving the field under his own power. We're hoping he'll be all right. Second down and 8 now for USC at their own 44-yard line. Second down, 8 yards to go. And a pitch right side,
nice,
and nowhere to go. It was caught And Dylan Bonsack is hit immediately.
And Droley, and he's been all over the field. Number nine for the Buccaneers.
Lost a yard there. Third and nine from the 43.
5 feet, 11, 180 pounds, and he packs a punch.
Keegan Kubel, one of the big guys up front. Tim Kelstad and Grady Grohman. Bart's left, so I don't know for sure who jumped in there. But Brady Murphy, Reed Salmon outside. Avery Breyer and Androli in the middle of that linebacking core. Tarek Tolsman, Brody Halicki, the corners, and Gavin Atherton, the safety. Back to throw now. Colt Bullerman fires left side. It's caught. First down, Rebels. And a nice pass and catch there
by Getchell.
Getchell makes the catch across the 50, down inside the 45-yard line of Waterville.
Nice pass. He was right on target and hit him in stride for first down.
At the Buccaneer 42-yard line. That was a 15-yard pass and catch from Bullerman to Byron Getchell. First and 10. And they're going to throw on first down. Bullerman looking deep down the near sideline, and it is incomplete in the direction of Getchell again on the near side. Good coverage there by the safety, Gavin Atherton. And so the incomplete pass will make it second down and 10. I didn't know Getchell would go out on routes that deep.
Well, Bullerman looks like he can throw the ball here.
Yeah, they just don't do a lot of it. So, you know, he doesn't get the reps throwing very much because there's so much of a run-dominating offense. And second down and 10 now for USC from the Waterville 42. Wanted to try to catch him off guard with a pass on first down, but it does not work. Here's a counter handoff up the middle, and nice gain there. On the run to about the 36-yard line, Getchell on the carry.
Kelstad on the stop for the Buccaneers.
And he gets to the 36. Third down and about 4 yards to go for USC there. They need to get to the 32 for a first down. As the first quarter continues to roll, RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard 15-0. Waterville, Legion, Morristown, two big plays here in the first quarter. 4:38 left to go in this quarter number one, and a run left side, and that is going to be close to, if not a first down for USC.
Taylor on the stop for the Buccaneers.
Run around the end, and they call it a first down. So USC converts on the first down with the run left side to the 32-yard line, just enough for a first down.
Buccaneers have got a lot of guys in the box, I'll tell you. They're two people deep, and everybody else is stacked right up there.
Yep.
So if they hit one, it's going to be a touchdown probably.
Well, they have trips set up here out to the right side, showing a little different look, and now Waterville wants a timeout.
Yep.
They didn't know what to do with that one. Timeout for the Buccaneers. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, it's 15-0. Waterville leading USC, and we're back in a moment.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
Back here in Wells. It is a first and 10 for USC now at the Waterville 32, playing catch-up to the Buccaneers, who have struck twice on big plays here in this first quarter to lead it 15-0. And here's the pitch this time, right side. Getchell on the carry again, and he goes down to about the 28 for a 4-yard gain.
Tim Kelstad on the tackle again for the Buccaneers.
Rebels mixing it a little bit here, Bob.
Yes, they are.
Gone to the air a little bit, but
I think they're going to have to with that many guys in the box. Yeah. I think they're going to have to throw it to open them up a little bit.
Well, we'll see what happens here. Second down and six at the 28-yard line. And they'll stay on the ground. Straight hand up, hand off, straight up the middle. And not enough for the first down, but a few yards there. And let's see.
Kelstead and Sheeney on the stop for the Buccaneers.
I think that was Getchell on the carry again. Got to the 27-yard line or so. Only about a yard gain. Third and five now for the Rebels. They're a little more methodical than Waterville's been here so
right.
far. Waterville's busted some big ones with the speed of Gavin Atherton. Third and five Rebels here. As they pack it all in tight, stay on the ground. Little counter handoff. Dylan Bonsack cuts back to the middle. That's a first down to the 20-yard line.
Taylor on the stop for the Buccaneers, but a first down for the Rebels.
7 yard gain. They needed five. First and 10, Rebels at the Waterville 20.
Well, I tell you, the Rebels have a big right side there when they've got Edwards and Cassens and Mutchler. It's a nice group to run behind.
Yes, it is. We're talking 310, 300, and 227, Mutchler the tight end. And they'll shift those guys, too. Sometimes Edwards and Cassens, you'll have to watch for that, Bob. They'll line up on the left side, but they always are the pair. And I don't know, that seems to me that would give away which way you're going to run the ball,
yeah.
maybe. But, you know, got to stop them anyway. Here's a little counter up the middle again. And Bonsack on the carry again for USC. Gets to the 18-yard line.
Not much there.
Couple yards is about it. Second down and eight from the 18-yard line, if they even got two. Bullerman over getting the play from the sideline here. And so second and eight or nine here for USC. Bullerman up under center. And a pitch to Dylan Bond. Oh, they faked the pitch. And stuffed on the play for a loss is Getchell. That didn't work. I thought he pitched it.
Breyer on the stop for Waterville, Elysian Town, Morristown.
I would have fell for that.
Yeah.
Lost 2 yards back to the 20. Third and 10 now for USC. They're back to the original line of scrimmage. So we're in four down territory. They have two plays to try to pick up 10 yards here. Third down. Bullerman under center. And now a whistle. Timeout for USC. T.J. Schmidtke wants to regroup on this third down play. Just 15 seconds left to go in the first quarter. On the Remax Total Realty scoreboard, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown leading USC 15-0. We're back in a moment.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's the Country Butcher Shop located in Easton.
Back here in Wells, Rebels facing a third and 10 at the Waterville 20. They certainly don't want to see this drive bogged down. Started back at their 42. And talk about their methodical offense. They don't do it in big chunks, Bob, but they just keep grinding away, and that's what this drive's been all about.
Well, I'm thinking TJ might try a quick dump pass to his tight end there. Mutchler's going to line up on the left side.
All right, the big guys, Ezra Edwards and Cassens, are on the left side now. And here we go, third and 10. Nope, they stay on the ground. Dylan Bonsack on the carry, tries to pick his way through, and he gets maybe three. And so this is going to be a tough fourth down situation for the Rebels. Fourth and about seven at the 17-yard line. And now the quarter comes to an end. We have played one quarter here in Wells. On the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard at the end of one, it's Waterville, Legion, Morristown leading USC 15-0. Back in a moment.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
All right, back here in Wells, headed to the second quarter. Waterville leading 15-0. Rebels on the drive, but they're facing a tough situation here, Bob, fourth and seven.
Well, the big boys are looks like they're going to line up on the right side, so we'll see if that's where they go.
Ball on the Waterville 17, but USC facing now a fourth down and seven.
Trips.
Trying to keep this one going. This looks maybe like a pass play. Bullerman in the shotgun, trips out to the right. So the Rebels spread it out this time. Bullerton back to throw. Bullerman, that is. Oh, he had his man, but it bounces off incomplete. And that was Getchell, I believe, upfield there that couldn't.
I think it was Gonzalez.
Was it Gonzalez? Okay. Isaiah Gonzalez, the senior. But there were guys around him, Bob, and
yeah,
got charred loose. And so, unfortunately for USC, a nice long drive there.
The pass was there.
13 plays. Wasn't long yardage-wise, but 13 plays there, and the Rebels come up empty and do not score. And now Waterville takes over first and 10 on their own 17-yard line. And they'll go with a straight-ahead play there. Handoff goes to Brady Murphy. He picks up a yard or so, and that's about it.
Mittoon on the stop for USC.
Spotted at the 19. We'll call it second down and 8 yards to go there. Bucks on the 19-yard line. And they pack it in tight, stay on the ground. Hand off to Atherton, who's been the speedy guy. You don't want to let him get to the edge, do you, Bob?
No.
And he almost did there again, but he was dragged down at about the 26 or 7-yard line.
DeJesus on the stop for the Rebels.
Depending on the spot here, let's see. That is a first down. Just enough on the carry by Atherton there to the 27 and a first and 10 for the Buccaneers. Another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store in Winnebago.
Nice
and
tackle.
They try a pitch. Trying to get to the edge on the left side. A Rebels up to stuff that one. And was it Taylor that
Gonzalez
kept that one?
Gonzalez was the guy that got the tackle.
Gonzalez coming up from his linebacker spot and back to the 24. A loss of three on that one.
Nice play.
And now a second down and 13 for Waterville from their own 24. Second quarter, 10:30 left to go till halftime. Waterville up 15-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And the tee behind quarterback Talon Taylor wants to throw, gets it complete in the flat right side. It is caught by Zach Quast, who's in there now. And he makes the catch and takes it out across the 35, close to another first down.
Barnett and DeJesus on the stop for USC.
To the 35 is where they spot it, so he's a couple yards short of the first down. Third down and two for Waterville there. Zach Quast, 5'11", 155-pound junior, making the catch on that play. So we'll see if Waterville can pick up the first down. Three backs right behind Taylor, the quarterback. They stay on the ground, left side. That should be enough for the first down as Atherton on the carry picks up a Buccaneer first down, we think. Well, hold the phone. Did he get it? Yeah, he did. Again, just enough. First and 10 at the 37 now for Waterville.
Gonzalez on the stop for USC.
So now the Buccaneers putting together their own version of a methodical drive, but don't fall asleep on them. They'll bust another one here on you. Atherton's had two long runs here tonight already. And Waterville now first and 10 out of the shotgun. The keeper by Talon runs right side. Now he's got a big hole. Look at the speed on Talon Taylor, and he's finally dragged down by Noah Barnett, the safety. But that's another big play all the way to the Rebel 30.
Nice tackle by Barnett. That was a touchdown saving tackle there.
Yes, it was.
He was flying.
Some speed here we're seeing on this Waterville team.
Very deceptive, too, the quarterback.
That was
Taylor.
Let's see, 37-yard run. 33-yard run by Talon Taylor on that play. First and 10 now at the USC 30-yard line. The tee behind Taylor, who's under center this time. Fakes the handoff. He'll keep it and go around the right edge, and he's got a little bit of room there for another nice gain. Down close to another first down, maybe a yard short.
Getchell knocks him out of bounds.
About the 21-yard line.
Well, the Rebels. Oh,
wait, we got a flag here, Bob. This one's going to come back. So you were saying about the Rebels?
Yeah, the Rebels need to have a stop here. They can't get down three touchdowns, I don't think.
Well, the penalty here will help. Was it holding?
Yes.
Holding the call on Waterville, Elysian, Morristown. So this one will come back out to the 40. And it'll be first and 20 for the Buccaneers from the Rebel 40-yard line. And they'll hand it off right side. On the carry is Atherton. Once again, he gets lots of carries to the 34-yard line.
Getchell on the stop for the Rebels.
Picked up about six on that play. It'll be second down and 14 now for Waterville. Second down, 14 yards to go as the clock continues to tick away here in the third quarter. 7:20 now left to go, or in the second quarter. And working from the shotgun this time, Taylor, the junior quarterback, takes the snap. He's going to run out of it. Right side, Taylor, nice hole. First down and more inside the 20, down to the Rebel 17.
Just running over tackles. Getchell and Gonzalez on the stop for USC, but not before the first down.
17-yard run there by Talon Taylor for the first down. First and 10 at the Rebel 17. And you're right, Bob, you go down by three touchdowns here, even though it's still not deep into the game here. Can play with your psyche a little trying to come back from that. Here's the handoff right side, and Gavin Atherton on the carry. Stacked up at the line, pushes forward for a yard or so. And are the
Gavin Bird and number 21, Gavin Grunsky on the stop for USC.
Got a yard, second down and nine at the USC 16-yard line. So the Bucks need nine to get the first down. 16 for another score. And they'll line up with a couple of wideouts this time. A slot left and a wideout over there. Back to throw. Taylor looking left. Throws. Has a man, but he dropped it at the 10-yard line. He was open there. That was intended for Tarek Tolsman. And Tolsman could hang on to it.
Zach Gonzalez on the coverage, I believe.
Third and nine, rather, at the 16-yard line for Waterville. Really do the Bucks, or do the Rebels some good if they can come up with a stop and keep them out of the end zone here. Taylor takes the snap, runs right side, has some room, breaks one tackle at the initial point of contact and gets inside the 10-yard line. I believe he'll be short of the first down.
Gavin Bird on the stop for USC. This is a big, big defensive play for the Rebels coming up here. Fourth and two.
Not even, maybe. Fourth and a yard or so here from the 8-yard line. So, yeah, a big play here. Fourth and a yard here as Taylor in the shotgun. He'll run out of it again. He's got plenty of room, and he's going to go in for the touchdown. The first down, yes, and the touchdown from 8 yards out. And Waterville running away a little bit on this one. They lead it now 21-0 on another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are here for all your automotive needs. They'll work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop Blue Earth. And the extra point by Avery Breyer coming on here. The holder is Murphy. Here's the snap. Kick on the way, and it is good. On the REMAX Total Realty of Blue Earth and Fairmont scoreboard. 5 minutes to go in the first half. It's been all Waterville. 22-0. They lead USC. Back in a moment.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Well, a 12-play, 83-yard drive by Waterville Legion Morristown there. 8-yard run by Talon Taylor. Kick good, 22-0.
And with that, Waterville, you know, the second half, they stay a 3-touchdown lead. They're not going to throw the ball, and the clock's not going to stop. It's going to be run, and
right.
They're coming right at the Rebels.
They ate up a big chunk of the second quarter on that drive, too, and ended it with a score. So the kickoff coming now. And they kick it away this time down inside the 10-yard line. Fielded by, and he fell down. That was Bonsack on the return, but he slipped on the cutback to the middle at the 25. So that's where USC will start on offense. Another kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, check out stageonesound.com. Rebels got to get something going here. They had a nice long possession last time, 12 plays, but it ended with nothing. And so first and 10 at the 25 to start this drive.
Coming out with a trips to the right.
And only 5 minutes, 4:54 to be exact, left to go first half. They got to move down the field a little quicker than normal. Back to throw. Bullerman, Eddie, overshot Getchell there. Luckily, there were no Waterville players close enough to that one on the backside. And it goes incomplete, second down and 10. at the 25 now for USC. So when you have an offense like USC does, you don't want to fall this far behind,
no,
do you?
No.
Because now you're forced to do things that you don't want to. Mainly throwing the ball a little more than you'd like. So second down and 10 at their own 25-yard line for the Rebels. Bullerman will continue to work out of the shotgun. Snaps a good one. Back to throw Bullerman. Throws it right side. And it's incomplete, I believe.
Flag on the play.
So a flag in the backfield here.
Looks like holding.
And, yep, that's what it's going to be. So the Rebels not helping their cause there with a 10-yard holding penalty. Second down and 20, back to the 15-yard line now for USC. They've just kind of sputtered here tonight. The last possession, they did move the ball, but things bogged down once they got down into Waterville territory. So second down and 20 from the 15-yard line. And certainly doesn't look like a throw here. Everybody's packed in tight. And they will hand it off. Straight ahead handoff to Byron Getchell. And he gets not a lot on the play.
Murphy on the tackle for the Buccaneers. And it's going to be third and about 17.
Picked up three. Third and 17 now at the 18-yard line for USC.
And I think the Buccaneers are only rushing four, and everybody else is playing pass defense.
Rebels taking their time here.
TJ's going to have to call a timeout, I think.
Is he just trying to run as much time off the clock here? Being deep in their own territory, facing a third and 17. They let the play clock run out, or almost run out. And the scoreboard now down to 3:52 to go here till halftime. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard 22-0. Waterville, Elysian Morristown with the lead. Back in a moment.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Back here in Wells, Rebels using a timeout, now facing third down and 17 from their own 18-yard line. So USC, you know, they stood there and just waited for the play clock to run down. They're just trying to leave as little time as possible here for Waterville, kind of conceding that they're going to not be able to get a first down here. And here's a straight-ahead handoff again. Good gain, but not nearly enough for the first down as he gets to the 29. Getchell, I think, or Gavin Bird on the carry. To the 29. Gained 11, but it's still 6 yards short of the first down. Fourth and six.
I think he might let it run down again and call a timeout.
So Bullerman's over to talk to T.J. Schmidtke. And that looks like what they're going to do. Fourth down and six on their own 29-yard line for USC. And the Rebels just trying to chew up enough of the clock here so they don't leave a lot of time for Waterville. Are they going for it here? No punt formation here. Well, they were going to try to draw Waterville offside didn't work. Now a timeout for USC. And it'll be fourth and six, and now they will switch it out, and the punting team will come on. TJ using up as much of the clock as he can here. He's got it down to 2:56 left for Waterville to use here before halftime. Next week, we've got more Rebel football for you here on 98 Country. We will be headed up to Janesville as USC taking on Janesville Waldorf Pemberton on the turf up there. Same time, 6:35 pregame with the coaches. Kickoff at 7 next Friday night. More Rebel football right here on 98 Country. So now Bullerman sets up in punt formation. And they'll drop two deep here. Gavin Atherton, Talon Taylor. Snaps a good one. Actually, that was Brennan Olson punting this time for the Rebels. Kind of a low punt returned by Taylor. And he gets across the 50 to the Rebel 45, and they still have plenty of time here, Bob.
Right, they've got a lot of time. Barnett with the stop, but the Rebel defense is going to have to step up.
Yeah, they can't give up any more scores here and be down by that much here. They're already down 22-0 to Waterville here. And you can bet that the Bucks are going to try to do something with the good field position here at the Rebel 45-yard line. So here come the Bucks to the line. Talon Taylor working out of the shotgun. Two receivers, slot and a wide out to the left. But it's a kind of a bootleg run around the right side. Taylor, good run down inside the 35 to near the 34 of USC.
Bullerman on the stop for USC, but a nice gain.
And
first down.
That is a first down, yeah. Waterville's found a little something with the quarterback runs here now in this half.
Yeah, that was a nice run. That was a called run all the way, and he got the first down.
First and 10 now at the USC 34 for Waterville. They'll hand it off this time off the right side. Nice hole for Gavin Atherton as he bursts to the 25 for another quick 9 yards.
Bullerman on the stop for USC, and now the Buccaneers are in hurry up here.
Coming to the line with no huddle here. 1:52 left to go in the first half. Straight T right there behind
26.
Talon Taylor, and the handoff goes left side, and a nice hole, first down and more on the carry for Zach Quast all the way to the Rebel 10-yard line.
That's Barnett on the stop, but another big run for the Buccaneers.
15-yarder, in fact, there by Quast, the junior. First and goal now for the Bucs at the Rebel 10. Hand off right side, and Atherton on the carry, and he's stacked up nicely there.
Barnett and Getchell on the stop for USC.
Gain of a yard to the 9. Second down and goal for the Buccaneers there. Clock running with 1:03 left to go in the first half. Waterville trying to punch another one in before the half, already leading 22-0. Taylor under center wants to throw this time. Back to throw, can't find anybody. Now he takes off and runs and goes down at around the 6 or 7 yard line, and a timeout coming. Waterville took the timeout. Needed to stop the clock. He's tackled at the 6. Third down and goal there.
Grunsky on the stop for USC.
And so Waterville with a timeout with 44 seconds left to go here in the first half.
Well, Waterville's a very, very strong team. I'm really impressed with their run game. They can really come at you from a different angle all over, and and they got some athletes.
So have you been watching Kubel on the line? He's kind of the leader of that group, 6'2", 230-pound senior. Their right guard. And they do run that way a lot, don't they?
Yes, they do.
The other guy over there is a sophomore, Tim Kelstad, 6'4", 245.
And he's been the center of the defense, and he's a big guy. He takes up a lot of space.
Yes, he does. All right, so third down and goal for Waterville after the timeout. Ball on the USC 6. 44 seconds left to go till halftime. Waterville trying to punch another one in. The Rebels trying to hold them out here. And the fake handoff, and it worked. It took a couple Rebels on the fake to Atherton, and then Talon Taylor went into the end zone almost untouched on that play for another touchdown. 6-yard run that time for the score. Another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. And they offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Extra point try now again by Avery Breyer is up. And, it hit the post and came back no good.
No good.
39 seconds left to go in the first half. RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. It's all Waterville leading USC 28-0. Back in a moment.
You can count on superior performance when you plant DeKalb. This is Darren from Johnson Seeds. DeKalb 101-33, 102-13, 105-33, and 106-98 are great corn-on-corn choices, offering excellent disease packages and superior performance. Let us help maximize your yield potential by planting DeKalb corn. Contact Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Six plays, 55 yards on the last drive for USC, or for Waterville, Elysian Morristown, that is. Six plays, 55 yards, Talon Taylor on the 6-yard run. Extra point kick, no good, 28-0. This is not at all what I was thinking was going to take place here tonight, Bob.
No. I thought both teams were just going to run at each other, and
we'd have a
who the last guy standing or the last team that had the ball would win the game. That's not the case.
Two big plays in the first quarter for touchdowns by Waterville, and they've tacked on two more. Kickoff now by Keegan Kubel, fielded at the 15, and the run up the middle. Flag comes in from behind the play, and finally wrestled down near the 28-yard line.
Holding, I think, on the Rebels.
That was not sure who was that on the return there.
Bonsack, I think.
Was it Bonsack? Okay.
Yep.
So he goes
holding on USC.
Yeah, that's
it's going to move him back, and there's an injury on the field.
Right,
Waterville,
we have a Waterville player down here. So they're looking over him. 27 seconds left to go in the first half. 28-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And we'll take a quick injury timeout. Back with more in a moment.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
Want to bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
State Line Cooperative is proud to be your working partner in agriculture. With harvest getting started,
we remind everyone that slow-moving vehicles will be on our roadways. It's important to slow down, be aware of what is going on around you, and even allow extra time to travel to your destination. Stateline believes that these small steps can have a huge impact on the safety of our area farming communities. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Back here in Wells, Waterville player still down. We can't pick up the number of who it is for sure. But they must have something fairly significant going here because they're not really moving him at all. And so we're in kind of a holding pattern here with 27 seconds left to go in the first half. 28-0. Waterville Legion Morristown leading USC here on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. Look at our broadcast schedule here coming up in the next few days. We have a volleyball match Monday, more Rebel volleyball, USC at Alden Conger. That'll be a tough one for Joe and the crew there. Alden Conger is very good. They're ranked 8th in the state in volleyball this year.
They must going to bring on the EMTs, I think.
Okay.
Coach is coming over to talk to TJ.
So they might be I think they're flagging the parents too here, so we don't like to see this, that's for sure. Are we waiting for an ambulance here possibly?
Well, the ambulance is here, isn't it? Here it comes. Yeah, okay. The ambulance is coming on.
All right. We never want to see that, but so we have a fairly significant injury here. Wells ambulance coming on here to assist. I know he's raised his head up a couple times, Bob, but
yeah,
I haven't.
Must be a leg injury or something.
Yeah. So the backboard's coming out. And they're going to take the injured Waterville Legion Morristown player off the field here as they get things ready here from the Wells ambulance. That's why we have these folks here. You never hope you're going to have to use them, but it's good when they're here, so we will get him off the field. We're going to take another break here on the injury here on the field. 27 seconds left to go, first half. And on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard, 28-0, Waterville Legion Morristown with the lead, and we're back in a moment.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here in Wells, ambulance is here. EMTs are trying to get the injured Waterville player up on the gurney here. And so we've had an extended stoppage here with the injury on what was getting very close to the end of the first half. It's been all Waterville, Elysian, Morristown here. In the first half, they lead it 28-0. And so they continue to get the injured player all strapped in here.
They're pumping something up. It must be something underneath.
So it's like an airbag thing that they get under him to get him up on the gurney, I think, here. Is it an air cast, maybe? I'm not sure, but we don't know what the extent of the injury is here. As careful as they're being, though, Bob, it kind of scares me that it's more than just a leg injury here. But they do have him up on the gurney now. So yeah, I don't know that we're going to be able to get a number here of who's the injured player, but couldn't pick it up on the ground. I don't know if it was Tim Kelstad, possibly. I don't know. Nope, I see him over on the sidelines now on the other side. I think it's one of the linemen, though, don't you?
Well, it was a special teams player,
yeah.
I think.
Yep. All right, so they're wheeling him off now. He's given the thumbs up, so that's a good sign. He's moving his arms, and so hopefully everything will turn out good for him. So with that, we still have 27 seconds left to play here in the first half. And it will be Rebel ball. They had a penalty on that play. And so that put them back at their own 10-yard line. And I got a feeling TJ is not going to do anything too crazy here. That's deep in his own territory. They'll try to regroup at halftime, but boy, they've dug a hole here, Bob.
Yes, they have. And Waterville, Allegiant, Morristown, I know they're just going to run the ball the second half. They're not going to try to throw or anything like that, keep that clock moving. And they've had a quick strike offense, though, with those runs. They've had, I mean, three plays, and they were on two of the drives anyway.
Yeah. That is for sure. Those first two drives were quick ones. It was 15 to nothing before we really got settled in here. So the Rebels, first and 10 on their own 10.
See if I can see numbers. Roman is out there, and 23 is out there. Murphy. Cole Bartz is out there. Kubel is out there. Yeah. Salmon is out there.
Trying to figure out who the injured player was. Did you see the number of the kid that was hurt? We still haven't been able to identify who it was for Waterville here, but he's hauled off on the ambulance. Rebels take a knee, and they're going to run the quarter out here.
You ready to go.
All right, so it is a halftime here. We are at the end of the first half as the final seconds wind down. 28 to nothing. Waterville, Allegiant, Morristown with the lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And we're going to head to halftime here in 30 seconds. Stay tuned.
Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Back here in Wells, halftime, and it's time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. See Lee Hodges for all your insurance needs. Bob Hansen with assistant coach Brad Hoos.
Well, Coach, they had a couple quick plays there in that first quarter, that three plays, and they were up on you 15 to nothing. What you weren't expecting anything like that, were you?
No. Especially they got that nice hop. You know, we force a fumble and comes right up to the guy, and what do you do, 60 yards?
Yes.
Yeah. And then that just deflates you.
As
a coach, you're welcome to homecoming, you know, yeah. All this stuff, and you just got to be ready to come out and play right away. And, you know, give credit to Waterville. They're a good team.
They are
a good team. In 2A, I think they could be a 2C. No problem.
Okay. So changes defensively for you guys, stay with the basics and try to stop with those. I mean, that quarterback is very deceptive with the ball, and
he's
got some speed.
Yes, he is. They run that T formation real well. You know, our secondary there got caught up looking a little bit, and, you know, and he ran in for that one touchdown, that last one there, untouched. We're trying to mix it up a little on defense and talk about it here at halftime if we go a five front or what have you. But they got every guy of ours covered on that blocking. They got everyone covered, and, you know, when your safeties are making the tackles, it's going to be a long night.
And how about offensively? Are you going to have to – you'll just have to throw more, or are you going to try to stay with your basic game and try to hit a quick one?
I would hope so, that we can stay in there and run our – wing and throw a little bit, but you know, get back to the fundamentals. We were getting 3 yards a pop there, and then we had that one illegal motion which caught us, and then we had to punt. But you know, if I would think that we wouldn't punt anymore, just wherever we are, just go for it.
Yeah. Are you did they throw anything at you guys that you weren't expecting?
No. They're just playing a lot more physical up front than we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck the second half, Coach, and we'll hopefully have better results here the second half.
Yeah, hopefully you can win this second half here.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All righty, there you go, Brad Hoos with Bob Hansen. Halftime, we'll be back to take a look at the scoring summary from half number one. Coming up right after this from Hodges Insurance.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
Back here on our halftime report scoring summary, it's all Waterville here in the first half. They scored on a three-play 70-yard drive on their first possession. Tolsman on the 5-yard run, the 2-point conversion good, made it 8-0. Then that weird play where there was a fumble, Atherton picked it up and ran it in for the touchdown. That was a 3-play 95-yard drive, and the kick was good, making it 15-0. Second quarter, 12-play 83-yard drive. Talon Taylor capped it off on an 8-yard run. The kick was good, and that made it 22-0. And then the last drive of the half, a 6-play 55-yard drive by the Buccaneers. Taylor again carries it in from 6 yards out to wrap up the scoring, gets the touchdown, and the extra point kick no good that time. And so 28-0 the score here at the half. All Waterville in half number one. And so we'll see if the Rebels can put something together for half number two. And that's a look at the Hodges Halftime Report, again brought to you by the Boyce Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. And we'll come back and we'll check in on our prep sports update here at halftime, plus more on the way after we take this 2-minute timeout.
Right now, one in three drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Working the land is by nature a dirty job. What fuels me to get it done? The generations of farmers who've worked the soil before me. What fuels my equipment? Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel with an additive package that's 40% more effective at breaking down engine deposits. The cleanest fuel yet for the dirtiest of jobs. Senex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
New Way K&H Cooperative reminds you, clean your fuel tanks and change filters in preparation for fall. For more information, visit newway-knh.com.
It's a fact. The area's complete meat processing center is the Country Butcher Shop. Whether it's beef, pork, or any other type of meat processing, they do it right at the Country Butcher Shop. Your order's cut and wrapped to your specifications. Call 525-1852 when you need your beef or pork processed. That's Country Butcher Shop, located in Easton.
Hey, it's Ryan from Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Be prepared for the next power outage with the Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Get your Generac Home Standby Generator from Ron's. We sell, install, and maintain Generac generators of all sizes.
Call Ron's at 507-553-5848 or visit our website at ronsphe.com. Generac, it's a power move.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Friday, September 27th, sponsored by Friends and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. It's week 5 of high school football here in Minnesota. Yes, we are officially past the halfway point of the regular season.
And now they will fake the handoff, and he's got nowhere to go. The ball is loose.
It's up for grabs. It's going to be picked up by Schroeder. Schroeder's going to go all the way in, untouched for the touchdown.
Phil McLaughlin with the call last night on NSPN.TV. Eastview with the win over Burnsville. One of just four games on the schedule Thursday night. The other winners include Buffalo, Barnesville, and Barnum. Top games Friday. Duluth Denfeld at North Branch. Denfeld has a stud running back. I'll talk about him more in a moment. And a battle of the unbeatens. Shakopee at Minnetonka. Both teams are 4-0. And how about this one? Highland Park at Two Rivers. Two Rivers is unbeaten this year and coming off an 8-2 season. Prior to that, they had only won 15 games in the last decade. They're led by junior quarterback Drew Altavilla. 57 completions, 800 yards, and 11 touchdowns through four games. Watch for them down the stretch of the regular season. Speaking of top quarterbacks, how about Moorhead sophomore Jet Feeney? He's coming off quite a performance last weekend, 26 of 36 for 373 yards through the air and six touchdowns as the Spuds beat Brainerd. Moorhead is at St. Cloud Tech tonight. Let's look at running backs into Week 5. Some of the best in the state include Tay Manns of Duluth Denfeld. Through four games, he's rushed for 877 yards and 16 touchdowns. Camden Hungerholt from Leroy Ostrander, 829 and 9 scores. Kevin Johnson of Robbinsdale Armstrong, he's third in the state in rushing yards with 793. He has 13 touchdowns on the year. And check out Elijah Johnson from Fairmont. He has 10 touchdowns to go along with his 570 yards. It should be another beauty under the Friday night lights, but we're heading down the stretch, just four regular season games to go. The playoffs start in 3.5 weeks.
Hi, this is John Kreisel from the Power Trip Morning Show. Congratulations to Ryan Phelps and the Minnesota Sports Prep Update on 5,000 episodes.
You're listening to Minnesota Sports Radio.
You may shop local, but do you bank local? When you open a checking or savings account with Franz and Bank and Trust, you're also investing in your community. Our approach puts focus on local decision-making, employees that are engaged in their community, and providing financial resources locally. Connect with your local Franz and Bank to learn how our checking, savings, lending, or other financial services can better support you and your business. Visit franzandbank.com to start banking local. Franz and Bank and Trust. Real people, real results. Member FDIC.
And we're back here, halftime in Wells. It is a 28-0 lead for Waterville Elysian Morristown. We'll be back with more here at the half after this timeout.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
This is Kyle from Johnson Seeds. Remember, Asgrow is the seed that leads the game by putting up bigger numbers. Asgrow 10XF4, 19XF3, 20XF5, and 21XF2 all provide greater yield potential. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Choose Asgrow by calling Scott, Darren, or myself, Kyle, at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles, and drawings on Thursdays. Happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays. Great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
back here in Wells. And halftime, 28-0. Waterville leads in Morristown has the lead in this game. Taking a look at some other scores from around the area. Laverne leading Blue Earth area at the half, 28-7 in that game. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial leading Maple River 13-6 in the third quarter of that game. And some other ones of interest. Cannon Falls leads Rochester Lourdes 16-8. Fillmore Central over Winona Cotter 28-7 at halftime there. Norwood Young America pounding Lester Prairie 41-0.
Ooh.
Yeah, Lester Prairie isn't that bad of a team, but that shows you how good Norwood is. Let's see what else we got here for you, Bob. Chatfield leads Triton 20-6.
Well, that's a... I mean, we saw Triton, and they've got a nice club.
They do, but it's Chatfield.
And Chatfield beat Caledonia.
They're pretty good.
They're pretty good.
Let's see who else we got here. Pipestone leading Minnesota Valley Lutheran 21-7. Jackson County Central leading Redwood Valley 20-0. That's a close game for Jackson.
Well, they shut them out. Anyway. Well, yeah.
Wyndham leading Russell Tyler Ruthin 10-7. Randolph leading Cleveland 21-14. Two pretty good teams there.
That's a... is that surprising?
Not really. Cleveland's pretty good this year.
Okay.
Let's see. LeSueur Henderson over... well, no, we don't have scores on that one yet. No score there. Let's see. What about Fairmont? What are they doing tonight? They lead New Ulm 26-6. And that's about it, I think, as far as scores right around our area. Houston leading Alden Conger Glenville Emmons 20-6.
Where's that at? Alden or?
That is at Alden, I think.
That's a long trip for Houston.
Yeah.
They got off the bus ready.
Yep. Renville County West leading Grenada Huntley East Chain Truman 6-0. So some scores from around the area. Here it is a 28-0 lead. Waterville leads in Morristown leading USC at the half. We'll be ready with the second half kickoff coming up after this timeout.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Speedline Cooperative is proud to be your working partner in agriculture. With harvest getting started, we remind everyone that slow-moving vehicles will be on our roadways. It's important to slow down, be aware of what is going on around you, and even allow extra time to travel to your destination. Stateline believes that these small steps can have a huge impact on the safety of our area farming communities. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
We're back here in Wells, and the Rebels are in a big hole here, down 28-0. Bob, they're going to have to get things going and fast here to get back into this one.
They are, because Waterville's going to take a lot of time off the clock, because I don't think they're going to start passing all of a sudden.
No, they will not. They will, I'm sure, keep it on the ground, and it's going to be a matter of trying to keep them from getting first downs to keep chewing the clock up here, but...
they're going to have to get a couple turnovers, too, probably, with to get back into the ball game.
There have been no turnovers in this game.
Fumble, but...
not turned over.
No, no, that's right.
A fumble for a touchdown.
Fumble for a touchdown, that's right.
As luck would have it for Waterville, that one bounced right up to Atherton, who took her in for the score. So those first, well, the second score was a little bit unusual, but... two big plays just sort of didn't get this thing off to a very good start for USC, and that's the way it's been the whole night, really.
The Rebels are going to get the ball.
All right. And Rebels do get the opening kickoff, being brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, Stage One Sound is the one to call. For more information, go to stageonesound.com. Kubel is ready to kick it off for Waterville. USC line drive kick to one hopper to the 10, picked up by Dylan Bonsack. Bonsack up the left side, cuts back to the middle, still on his feet, across the 40, 45, 50, and down near the 45 before he's finally caught up with. And a heck of a return there by Bonsack. He ran a long ways on that one.
He did, but a good return for USC.
He ran to this side, then all the way over to the other side, and that was about a 45-yard return, and he ran about 90 yards on that, back and forth across the field, but he goes down to the Waterville 45, and that's kind of the start the Rebels need to put together.
Well, be ready for this first play. It's one that must have drugged out from the old bag of tricks here.
What, do you have some inside information?
I've got
here?
Some inside information.
Do you? First and 10 at the 45. Yeah, that was tricky, all right. It was a handoff straight up the middle, pretty much.
Well, maybe it's coming. After that long return, maybe they changed up.
But yeah. Handoff to Gavin Bird on the carry.
That was a pretty good run, though.
Yes, it was. 6 yards to the 39, second and 4. So second down, 4 yards to go for USC. And they got good field position on the return by Bonsack, trying to put together a quick score, see if they can get back in this game. And we've got some movement on the line, and that is not what
on
they
the
wanted
Rebels,
to do there.
Illegal procedure.
Second and 9 now instead of second and 4, as it'll come back out to the 44-yard line. Haven't been a lot of penalties here in this game, but as we mentioned, no turnovers by either team here tonight. No sacks given up tonight either, but you would expect that in a run-dominated game such as this one, I guess. So Rebels now 2nd and 9 at the Waterville 44. Here is the pitch. It's a halfback pass back across to Bullerman. Bullerman up on the near side. Gets out of bounds inside the 40. There's your trick play right there.
There it is. They might have to have a few more of those. Dig a little deeper.
Yeah, that one was okay. It just wasn't as big as they were hoping, maybe. Some of the guys for Waterville kind of stayed at home there, which helped keep that to a minimum, but they did get a nice gain out of it, setting up a 3rd down and 3 at the 38-yard line. Need to get to about the 35 for a first down. They're in 4-down territory here, so maybe they'll have a couple of opportunities to try to pick up the 3 yards here. Bullerman under center. The tee behind him, and they'll give it to the middle back here. That's a 1st down and more. Down to the 31 as they really cruised forward on that one. Good blocking in front. Getchell, I think, on the carry. That's a 1st down for the Rebels, brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Kubel on the stop for the Buccaneers.
1st and 10, ball right on the 30-yard line of Waterville. And, oh, boy, that one, nothing doing
Gavin
there.
Bird.
Gavin Bird stuffed at the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 10 at the 30.
And Broly on the stop. He's had a good ball game tonight from his linebacking position.
Right, oh, he's only a junior, 5'11", 180-pounder.
Well, they've only got four seniors, but I think this junior class was a class they've been waiting for, and I think they got some pretty good football players.
Some sophomores and even, Kelstead, he's the big 6'4", 245-pounder on the defensive line that's just a sophomore, so he's one of their younger guys. Cole Bartz, you've mentioned his name a couple times. He's only a freshman. And here we go. Getchell on the carry, right side. Gets down to about the 25-yard line, a 5-yard gain. Third down and 5 for USC there.
Breyer on the stop for the Buccaneers. Nice drive for the Rebels. They've executed pretty well.
Yeah, it's been okay. Set up by that nice kickoff return by Bonsack. And so now third and 5 for USC. Ball now at the Waterville 25-yard line. Bullerman will pitch it this time. No, he faked the pitch and then gave it to Bonsack, who's crushed in the backfield.
And Kelstead stayed at home and just leveled him on that as soon as he got the ball.
And now a big fourth down play for USC. A loss there back to the 27, a loss of 2. Fourth and 7 now for USC. Hate to see him get such good field position and squander it here, but this is going to be a tough one to pick up on fourth and 7. And they don't seem to be going into a pass formation here, do they, Bob?
No.
It's all packed in tight again, as it looks like they'll try to run for it. Nope, they do throw. As Bullerman throws, it's incomplete.
Atherton breaks up.
Faked the run up the middle, and he came out, tried to throw it downfield to Caleb Whiteside, but it's incomplete. And the Buccaneers take over on downs at their own 27-yard line.
Atherton's a very good athlete. He's got speed and...
Yeah, they're going to like him for a few years.
Yeah.
He's just a sophomore. So Waterville will be pretty tough next year, I think.
I think they will.
You mentioned they don't have very many seniors.
They lose Kubal, I think.
Yeah,
that's
he's
one
a
of them.
big key there. But, boy, they got a lot of talented underclassmen here. So first and 10, Waterville going back the other way on their own 27-yard line. Almost mirror offenses here with the T behind Talon Taylor, and the handoff goes to the right side. And that was number 26 on the carry. That is Zach Quast. And he picks up a nice 5 or 6 on that one.
DeJesus and Barnett on the stop for USC.
Actually picked up more than that. Got her out to the 36-yard line, about a yard short of a first down. Second down and a yard to go, down to 6:37 to go here in the third quarter. And handoff goes straight ahead and holding on to the jersey there. But a first down and more on the carry that time by
Breyer.
Breyer, Avery Breyer, another junior in the backfield there.
They do have a lot of depth.
Yep. Well, look at all these backs they rotate in. Atherton, Brady Murphy, we've seen a lot of. Avery Breyer on that carry. Zach Quast. Even Reed Salmon, the sophomore, getting in there once in a while. So first and 10 for Waterville again. And here's Atherton. Can't find a hole in where he was supposed to run, so he bounced it outside and managed to pick up a few across the 50.
Bird and Barnett on the stop for USC.
Ball across the 50, spotted at the Rebel 48-yard line, a second down and about 5 yards to go for the Buccaneers there. Bucs trying to get to 4-1 on the year. Rebels were hoping to get to 3-2, but it's Something's going to have to turn around pretty big here for that to happen. Waterville taking some time off the clock here in the third. Now they do throw. Lobbed up near side. Incomplete. Intended for Jacob Androli, the tight end. And that is incomplete. Clock stops. 5:06 to go, third quarter.
Avery Crawford on the coverage for USC.
That'll bring up a third and 5 for Waterville. Still 28-0 on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. Waterville, Legion, Morristown leading USC. And Waterville ball on the Buck, or on the Rebel 48-yard line. Straight ahead handoff. That's a first down and more inside the 40 on the carry by Brady Murphy that time. Murphy goes to the Rebel 40 is where they spot it. First and 10 for the Bucks there.
Gonzalez on the stop for USC.
And they are churning it away here. Down to 4:36 left to go here in the third quarter. Rebels took a little time off on their possession. And now the Bucks are eating up yardage and the clock here on this drive. There's a handoff up the middle. That one not for much. Second and 9. 1 yard carry that time. And the Bucks bringing the play in on a second and 9 from the Rebel 39-yard line.
Now, do you have a Mutchler at 55 also, or is that a new guy?
No, that would be.
He's 5 on offense, but.
Back to throw, and looking deep's got a man. It is caught, and oh, the ball came loose. It's loose in the end zone, and the Rebels recovered it. That's a touchback. Wow, that was a pass. It was caught by Tarek Tolsman, and then he coughed it up inside the 5-yard line. And the Rebels recovered in the end zone. It'll bring it out to the 20.
Nice break for the Rebels.
That was a little bit different. Did you say 55? That's Anthony Cardoza, I think.
Cardoza?
Yeah.
Okay.
When he runs himself as an offensive lineman, I think he wears 55.
Okay. Oh, he was in as a defensive end, I think, on that last play. But
yeah.
Mutchler was 5 and 55, and I didn't think he changed jerseys.
Well, that's what I was told here, and I see that that does say that in the so maybe you're right. I don't know.
But
TJ told me, but, yeah, you wouldn't think. All right, first and 10 for USC. Oh, and that one almost intercepted. Little quick drop and throw on the right side.
Just that dump pass there, number 5 to Mutchler.
And Avery Breyer, the linebacker, almost picked that one off. Incomplete pass, second and 10 at the 20 for USC. They are down 28-0. They looked like they were going to be going down by more there on that pass to Tolsman. He was headed to the end zone, Bob, but coughed it up before he could get there, and the Rebels got it back. Second down and 10 on their own 20-yard line for USC. And the handoff trying to get outside. Left side, flag on the play.
That Bonsack?
Bonsack, yep. On the carry. He picked up about 2 or 3. But there is a flag. And it's going to be against USC. Something in the backfield there. It is a holding call. Holding on the Rebels. He'll bring it back to the 10-yard line. Second down and 20 from there for USC. Second down, 20 yards to go. .319 left to go here in the third quarter. 28-0. Waterville, Legion, Morristown still comfortably in front on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard. Some substitutions. Whiteside comes out. Bullerman to the huddle with the play. 2nd and 20. And it looks like they want to throw here. Bullerman to the shotgun. There's nobody in, well, one back. Three to the right, though. Trips right side. Back to throw. Bullerman looks right side, going deep, and it's up for grabs, and it's intercepted.
Nick Atherton?
Intercepted there, yep. That's Atherton again. You're right, Bob.
Nice read on the play by Atherton and came down with the interception.
And a turnover there brought to you by Ertman Truck Repair. Whether you have one truck or a fleet of trucks, Ertman Truck Repair's on-site certified technicians provide full service for your truck and trailer. Call Ertman Truck Repair of Blue Earth at 507-236-9717. Atherton's interception gives Waterville a 1st and 10 at the USC 30-yard line. And so the Bucks get it back. They turned it over in the end zone on that pass complete to Tolsman, who coughed it up in there. And here's Taylor wanting to throw on first down. Throws near side toward the direction of Jacob Androli, incomplete. And a 2nd and 10 coming up. 2:32 now left to go in the third quarter. 28 zip, Waterville with the lead over USC. And so the Bucks now a 2nd down and 10 from the Rebel 30. And they'll work it out of the shotgun. Going to be a run out of the shotgun by Taylor. This is worked well.
Go.
And he goes around the right corner, and he's in for the touchdown. A 30-yard run. Talon Taylor, he looks good running out of that shotgun, doesn't he?
He's got some giddy up when he gets going.
Got out to the edge there, and nobody could catch him. And Talon Taylor takes it in from 30. For another touchdown brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are there for all your automotive needs. They work on all makes and models at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. Extra point try, Avery Breyer is on. Try to kick it through with 2:23 left to go here in the third quarter. And what are they, missing a guy here?
Evidently.
Now, if he gets this through, that would be a 35-point lead. We potentially could have running clock in the fourth quarter. Here's the extra point kick, and it is
no good.
He didn't get it. So 34 to nothing. 34-0 with 2:23 to go in the third quarter on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back with more in a moment.
It's time to get outside and get to work. Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center has what you need to keep you warm and dry. Protect your feet with Red Wings, Justin, Double H, Muck, or Dry Shot boots, and rubber footwear also available to protect your boots. Weaver's has a great selection of Carhartt clothing for men and kids. And now is a great time to do your holiday shopping while their inventory is good. Before you head outside and go to work, stop by Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Well, a 30-yard touchdown run by Talon Taylor. He's got three touchdowns here tonight, Bob. Good-looking quarterback.
Yes, he is.
Him and Gavin Atherton will do some damage in the backfield the next couple years for Waterville.
Yes, they will. And I think they're going to maybe do some damage this year.
Yeah, possibly.
In the section.
If they hold on for the win here tonight, they would be 4-1 on the season. So ready to kick it off now is Keegan Kubel. Kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality with the biggest and best light show in the area. Whether it's a wedding, school dance, or party, check out stageonesound.com. Squibber, and it's covered up at the 35 by
Gonzalez,
Isaiah Gonzalez. And so Rebels take over. 1st and 10 on their own 35-yard line. And we're down to 2:20 left to go here in the third quarter. this was going to be a quick-moving game, but we had a few things happen along the way. We had the long injury timeout for a Waterville player that was taken off in an ambulance here. We hope everything's good with him. So first and 10, USC at the 35. Everybody packed in tight in the tee here. And they'll go straight ahead, but nowhere to go. In fact, that'll be a loss. Well, no gain anyway, I don't think.
Kelstad on the stop, number 77 for the Buccaneers.
And that was... Who is 34 that's in there? Is that right? Sean Peterson, did I read his number right there?
Yep.
A freshman? So he's in the game now. And he didn't get much on that. No gain. Second and 10 at the 35. And a timeout called with 2:02 left to go in the third quarter. 34-0. Waterville with the lead on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD. Committed to care. Committed to you.
Well, he did get about a half a yard on that run.
Well, both teams have taken their starters out, bringing their second team in.
So we're going to have a whole slew of new faces to talk about here. And one of them was Sean Peterson, the freshman, just carried that one for USC.
Who's the quarterback now for USC?
Yeah, that's what I was going to check here. So a lot of substitutions coming on both sides of the ball here.
Is it number 10, Avery Crawford?
He would be the backup, I believe. Yeah, Crawford, 5'8", 140-pound senior.
I don't think it's 10.
Nope, it 28. Is 28.
Brody
Steinhauer, 5'8", 141-pound sophomore, is now the quarterback.
Ball carrier was 39, Noah Gonzalez.
So Noah in there for a run left side. Gets to the 38, third down and about seven there for USC.
54 on the tackle for Waterville Elysian Morristown, Sheehy. Yep, Brody Steinhauer is the quarterback.
Yep. All right, so Steinhauer, 5'8", 141-pound sophomore in there for the Rebels. And he will go under center. The tee behind him. Now he rolls around to the left side. And Steinhauer will keep it. And he is going to be short of the first down as he crosses the 40. But will be 2 or 3 yards short of the first down. Rebels will have to punt here on fourth down.
Janda Jones on the stop for the Buccaneers. Number 80.
Ball to the 42. It's fourth and about three from there. They need to get to around the 50 for a first down.
Looks like USC is going to go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't see them going to punt formation at all here. So fourth down and three. Rebels will see if they can pick it up here as the third quarter winding down. Steinhauer under center, hands it off, left side, oh, and a couple of second efforts, and a first down for Noah Gonzalez on the carry.
Good hard running there by Noah.
Yeah, he did. He should have been tackled short of the first down a couple times there, but he bowled his way through it, and the Rebels get a first down brought to you by The Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at The Bag of Feed Store on Highway 169 in Winnebago. That goes all the way to the Waterville 44. First and 10 there, but we have 4 seconds is all left to go here in the third quarter. Clock stopped as they went out of bounds. Gonzalez went out of bounds on that play. So one more play here in the third quarter. And it's a handoff straight ahead. Sean Peterson on the carry again. The freshman running back takes it for about a 2-yard gain, and that's the end of the third quarter. On the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard at the end of three, Waterville, Elysian, Morristown leading USC 34-0. Back in a minute.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. And neither would your local DeKalb brand dealer, Wagner Seed. If outstanding performance is your top priority, then contact Colin at Wagner Seed today to learn how our broad portfolio of products is bred to maximize profit potential on fields like yours. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Well, we head to the fourth quarter with Waterville comfortably in front of USC here tonight. 34-0 is the score. And the Rebels have a second down and 8 to go at the Waterville 42.
I think they're going to go running time.
Are they discussing that right now? Even though it's not quite 35-0. Okay. So in the rules, which we were looking at here a while ago, I didn't think we were going to be dealing with that here tonight, but you can choose to go with running time even if it's not a difference of 35 points. If the coaches agree on it, which perhaps they've done here.
The white hat is looking for Pierre. 8 minutes. Yep.
Is that what it is, running time? Okay. So USC second and 8 at the 42. So I believe we've all agreed that we're going to have, they're going to play an 8-minute. So it's not running time then. It's just an 8-minute fourth quarter. Is that what we're doing here? It must be. There's a run by the quarterback there, Brody Steinhauer. Goes around the right end, gets a Rebel first down to the 32.
But I think it's running time still because he went out of bounds, didn't
he? Okay, yeah. Well, perhaps. Yeah. Huh. So they aren't even putting up the full 12 then, huh?
No.
Okay. First and 10 at the Waterville 31 for USC.
And that's probably maybe a good thing. Nobody gets hurt for next week, and
I think
all the starters are out of the ball games on both sides.
Right. All right. So first and 10, Waterville 31, and a handoff right side, and on the carry, number 55. Is that who that was?
That's Cordoba, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Cardoza.
Cardoza. Yeah, there you go. Anthony Cardoza, 5'11", sophomore. And he goes to the 26-yard line, second down, and about 5 to go for the Rebels there. Second down, 5 to go. Steinhauer, going to hand it off again, right side. And cutting back toward the middle, getting to near the 20-yard line. On the carry that time, number is at 31, Josie Schroeder. Did I read that right?
I think so.
Yep.
Schroeder's a Schrader, freshman. Yep. Schrader. Yeah, okay. Is it Schroeder or Schrader?
I don't know.
Schroeder over here, I bet.
Yeah, it's Schrader in southeastern Minnesota.
It's probably from the Schroeder Electric crew somewhere along the line, possibly.
Could be.
So Josie, freshman, on the carry, goes to the 21, third and less than a yard, it looks like, for USC here. And a long count here. Handoff on a straight-ahead dive.
Oh boy,
tough to say there if there was enough forward progress. I don't think there was.
Oh, fourth down, I believe.
So fourth and maybe a little more than it was on third down as that one was pushed back a little bit.
Sheehy on the stop for the Buccaneers.
Down to 5:09 left to go in the game. 34-0. Waterville Elysian Morristown has owned this game from the beginning. They had two big plays in the first quarter to jump up to a 15-0 lead. And have never looked back. So here we go on fourth and about a yard. Brody Steinhauer going to keep it. And he's got the first down. That was nice forward push there by the Rebel offensive line on that one. So another first down brought to you by the Bag of Feed Store. Pick up the feeds you need and livestock supplements for any animal at the Bag of Feed Store, Highway 169 in Winnebago.
Mason Dennis on the stop for the Buccaneers.
To the 19-yard line. Haven't had a sack here tonight, but our sacks are brought to you by financial advisors David Roper and Chase Brandt. They're here to provide protection and a plan for your financial future. Chase Brand and David Roper, your Edward Jones financial advisors in Blue Earth. First and 10 Rebels. And the give this time goes to Josie Schroeder again, and Schroeder goes down to around the 12-yard line. And the clock continues to run with 3:35 left to go in the game. Waterville Elysian Morristown going to go to 4-1 as they're comfortably in front. 34-0 on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. And Rebels are going to drop to 2-3.
Pick it up next week at Janesville, correct?
Yeah, correctamundo. We'll have that one for you next Friday night right here on 98.1 FM. Pitch this time to Sean Peterson, and he gets a nice block and takes it in for the score. And the Rebels are on the board with a touchdown there brought to you by Jay's Shop of Blue Earth. Paul and his technicians are here for all your automotive needs. They offer a nationwide warranty on most repairs at Jay's Shop, downtown Blue Earth. So that was... see how far out, about an 18-yard touchdown run there by Sean Peterson.
Nice run.
And they will go for two. Rebels going for two. And they'll hand it off left side. Not going to make it. Noah Gonzalez on the carry. Tried to get outside on the left edge but couldn't get there. And so with 3 minutes to go in the game, 34-6, Waterville, Elysian Morristown, leading USC on the RE/MAX Total Realty scoreboard. We're back in a moment.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here in Wells.
26.
Paul Romano.
Yes.
Is kicking it off for USC now. Kickoff brought to you by Stage One Sound, bringing you the ultimate in music selection and amazing sound quality for your next event. get a hold of Dan Warner. He'll fix you right up. Check him out at stage1sound.com. Romano's kickoff returned out to about the 35-yard line.
Ertman on the stop for the Rebels.
And they return to the 35. Waterville will set up first and 10 there. We'll have a whole new bunch of faces on offense here for the final 2:33 left to go in the game.
I don't think we need these anymore, do we?
Probably not. The charts?
Yes.
Those guys aren't in there anymore.
No.
The charts
I'm
are
going
no
to
good.
My program.
Don't look at the chart anymore, Bob.
Cardoza.
We've got the number twos in here now.
Cardoza.
Yes.
He's on there.
He is. Oh, no. Waterville's got a whole new 11 in there now. Let's see who their quarterback is. They're having a little trouble getting all 11 in there. Is there only 10
Trey
still?
Trey Richards.
Oh, I thought you meant there was only 10 guys out there. Maybe
number
that's true, too.
Number 10 is the quarterback.
I gotcha. Trey Richards, 5'10", 130-pound sophomore. Still some confusion going on. Oh, they added more time to the clock. They weren't supposed to run off quite that much there. All right, so here we go. Trey Richards, the new quarterback for Waterville. Hand off right
52,
side.
I think.
Yeah, what's with these guys in the 50s playing running back? I don't know who 52 is.
They don't have it here. It's not in the program either. So.
And was there one of them guys that had a double number jersey? No. So, I don't know who that was. But he ran it for a yard. Second and 9 at the 31. Second down, 1 yard to go, down to 2:16 to go in this one. Trey Richards, pitch right side. And turning it up to the 40 for a pretty nice gain there. Is
tackle number 67 for the Rebels, Brady Stern on the tackle.
Young fella there, 38, Landon Schultz, I think it was on the carry. Got it to the 40. It's 3rd and 5 for Waterville there. 1:39 now left to go. Richards under center. Pitch left side. Mystery runner 52 again, and he's tackled for no gain. 4th and 5.
That's Cardoza on the stop for USC, number 55. Anthony Cardoza.
So, it is 4th and 5 with 1:07 to go as this one winding down here in Wells. Looks like the...
I think they're going to call a timeout.
Yeah.
Waterville.
Going to let the play clock run all the way down here and then take a timeout. Probably punt it away then. So the clock continues to run. And have we reached? Oh, well, there
delay
was
a game.
Okay. So the clock stops with 41 seconds to go. And change of possession coming here as the Bucks will punt it away.
Jaden Aranda is deep for the Rebels to receive the punt.
Okay. All kinds of new faces in the game. Number 80, I think it was, Emmett Janda Jones punting. And the ball received and going around the left end. Nice return. Holy cow, there's three flags.
Somebody must have clipped somebody or else a face mask.
It must have been obvious over there because everybody saw it. There's a raining flags over there on the far side of the field.
Could have thought it was fireworks there for a little bit. Everybody was throwing them.
And so it's a push in the back, a blocking from behind on USC.
It was exciting. Nice run.
Yes, it was. Who was that again on the return? You said his name there.
Janda? Is that what I said?
No, that was what I said. That was the Waterville guy, wasn't it?
No, it was.
Oh. Well, anyway, it was a nice return. Unfortunately.
Number 80. Yeah, 81. Jaden Aranda.
Aranda. Okay, there you go. But all for nothing as a block in the back brings this one back to the 45 of USC for the Rebels. 24 seconds left to go in the game. Hand off right side. Josie Schroeder on the carry again, and a nice run.
Good hard run
for him. Schroeder with a couple of good runs, the freshman here at the end of the game, and that might just be the last play of the game. His time is running out, and I think this one's going to end right here. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown on the REMAX Total Realty scoreboard.
Ball game.
Pulls off the win over USC, 34-6, the final score, and we're back to wrap things up in a moment.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Back here in Wells, final score 34-6. Waterville, Elysian, Morristown gets the win over USC here tonight. This game just never got off on the right foot for the Rebels here tonight, Bob.
No, that big run, what was 67 yards, where he broke one loose there and took it down, pushed out of bounds, and they scored a touchdown two plays later. That's kind of set the trend, and then they came back with that fumble recovery, and everything kept piling up on them, and they were down 28-0 at halftime, and that's tough to come back.
So final score here, 34-6. Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial held on for a 13-6 win over Maple River tonight. That's a little bit of a surprise, I thought. I thought that Maple River would maybe be able to take care of business tonight there, but Lake Crystal's got a few good athletes, so we'll see. Laverne up on Blue Earth area, 35-14. That's in the fourth quarter there. So Laverne, a pretty good team this year again as well. So a couple of the scores of our area teams. And once again here, the final score. It is Waterville, Elysian, Morristown defeating USC by a score of 34-6. Thanks to Kim back at the station. We'll have more Rebel football next Friday night as they travel to Janesville, Waldorf, Pemberton. For Bob Hansen, I'm Randy Allen. Thanks. So long, everybody.
You've been listening to United South Central Football here on KBW. Today's game has been brought to you by Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, by Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells BFW, Schroeder Electric of Easton and Wells, by Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, Bevcom, the United Hospital District, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, by Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryceland, by State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way K&H Cooperative, and by the law firm of Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson. USC Football has been a presentation of KBW Sports.
Baby, a song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Hey, baby. Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, good Lord, she had them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Yeah, she was sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise? When that summer sun fell to his knees, I looked at her and she looked at me. And strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head. Baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you. Well, baby, you a song, you make me want to roll my windows down and cruise down a back.
Wearing white when
never did his time. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar. They're worth so much more after I'm a goner. And maybe then you'll hear the words I've been singing. Funny when you're dead how people start listening. If I die young, bury me in satin, lay me down on a bed of roses, sink me in the river at dawn, send me away with the words of a love song. The ballad of a dove, go with peace and love, gather up your tears, keep them in your pocket, save them for a time when you're
for local play-by-play of area sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Cotton on the roadside, cotton in the ditch. We all picked the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a veteran, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing, song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it.
Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone,
She's everything to me in life that life can give. She's my water when I need a drink. She's the first thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now.
Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont, 98 Country. 98 Country.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been, don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him. And all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame. Probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby, don't you lie. When you're facing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, wish that truck in your drive was mine. Just like when you're up in his bed, am I up in your head? Making you crazy, tell me baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about, are you thinking about? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be. When you're tasting what
stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line. You were always a perfect one and a valedictorian. So under your number I wrote, "Come for a good time." I only wanted to get your attention, but you overlooked me somehow. Besides, you had too many boyfriends to mention, and I played my guitar too loud. How do you like me now? And I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now? When I took off to Tennessee, I heard that you made fun of me. Never imagined I'd make it this far. Then you married in the money, girl. Ain't it a cruel and funny world? He took your dreams and he tore them apart. He never comes home and you're always alone, and your kids hear you cry down the hall. Alarm clock starts ringing, who could that be singing? It's me, baby, would you wake up call? How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio. How do you like me now?
Toby Keith with How Do You Like Me Now. This gentleman, Tucker Moore, has a 16-show tour kicking off the 4th of October. It's called Waves on a Sunset Tour. Here's Tucker Wetmore, Wind Up Missing You.
I know I might look like another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it 1,000 times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a chug, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. You. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now you look like I'm ecstasy right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes,
sounding good with Gonna Love You. Gabby Barrett and the Chief right around the corner. Now, secrets are not a lot of fun, but the average adult, according to a new survey, keeps two juicy pieces of info locked away. Now, a recent survey of 2,000 adults asked their respondents about their deepest secrets. Mental health, hygiene, and affairs top the list of things we hide from others. What secrets are we keeping?
Time is of the essence with COVID-19. Prescription oral treatment must be taken within the first 5 days of symptoms. If you have a high risk factor, ask your doctor if treatment is right for you. Learn more at treatcovid19.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine.
Not fun.
Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all of that. We find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The
texting enrolls you in a reoccurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
10.
Nice work.
Thanks. Taking Nugenix Total T makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas, right?
Yes.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yes. Nugenix is a great way to feel stronger with more energy and endurance. And as Frank says, she'll like it too.
Text RADIO to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Text RADIO to 321-321. That's RADIO to 321-321.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by...
Hi, this is Kelly inviting you into the Farmer's Daughter's Kitchen. If you love comfort food, check out our daily specials on Facebook. We serve hot, fresh comfort food with a little bit of sass. Call us at 507-526-2120. Give us a try. You're sure to fall in love with the Farmer's Daughters in Blue Earth.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and here's your 98 Country forecast. 52 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 85 tomorrow, bright sunshine. Lows level off around 51 tomorrow night, clear skies. Ample sunshine and dry Sunday and Monday, low 80s Sunday, mid 80s by Monday. A peek at the extended shows, 65 Tuesday, 72 Wednesday, and 73 on Thursday. Right now, 63.
Oh, it's so big.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time, really.
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
I hope she makes you smile. The way you made me smile on the other end of a phone in the middle of a highway driving alone. Oh, baby, I hope you hear a song that makes you sing along and get you thinking about her. Then the last several miles turn into a blur, yeah. Friend hanging on to a guy, you just ain't him. I hope you stay up all night, all alone, waiting by the phone. And then she calls, and baby, I hope you work it out. Forgive and just about forget, and take her on her first date again.